WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Two terms you hear in map discussions are vorticity and helicity. Vorticity is a mathematical concept used in fluid dynamics. It can be related to the amount of circulation or rotation, or more strictly, the local angular rate of rotation in a fluid. In the atmospheric sciences, vorticity is the rotation of air around a vertical axis. In the northern hemisphere, vorticity is positive for counterclockwise or cyclonic rotation, and negative for clockwise or anticyclonic rotation. Synoptic scale vorticity is typically analyzed and plotted on the 500 millibar chart. This vorticity is caused by troughs and ridges and other embedded waves or height centers, speed and directional wind changes in relation to a vertical axis. Wind flow through a vorticity gradient will produce regions of PVA, or positive vorticity advection, or NVA, or negative vorticity advection. PVA contributes to rising air. Vorticity caused by a change in wind direction or wind speed with height is termed horizontal vorticity. The spin is in relationship to a horizontal axis. Horizontal vorticity is most important in the planetary boundary layer, the low levels of the atmosphere. For example, if the wind at the surface is southeast at 30 knots and the wind at 700 millibars is west at 60 knots, there will be a large amount of speed and directional shear with height and therefore a large amount of horizontal vorticity. Streamwise vorticity is the amount of horizontal vorticity that is parallel to storm inflow. Storm inflow is the velocity of the low-level wind moving toward a thunderstorm. Helicity is the amount of streamwise vorticity that is available to be ingested by a thunderstorm. Storm relative helicity is a measure of the potential for cyclonic updraft rotation in right-moving supercells and is typically calculated for the lowest 1 kilometer and 3 kilometer layers above the ground. There is no clear threshold value for storm relative helicity when forecasting supercells, since the formation of supercells appears to be related more strongly to the deeper layer vertical shear. Larger values of the 0 to 3 kilometer storm relative helicity, that is, values greater than about 250, and 0 to 1 kilometer storm relative helicity values greater than 100, however, do suggest an increased threat of tornadoes with supercells. For storm relative helicity, larger values are generally better, but there are no clear boundaries between non-tornadic and significant tornadic supercells. Well, guess that puts the spin on another weather term. If you have questions about weather terms, you can send them to question@weatherbrains.com.